Dear listeners, welcome to this week's installment of a series of letters written by us to key members of the Jane Austen Society. This week, please enjoy our letters to the Mr. Darcy.
Dear Mr. Darcy. What is even life right now? How am I writing to you, the Mr. Darcy? I mean, you sadly are fictional, but I have dreamt of this moment ever since I first saw you jump into the lake. But in all seriousness, I understand why you are the most popular of Austen men. You take care of those you care about, and you don't do it for attention. The fact that you ensured that Mr. Wickham married Lydia so that she wouldn't live a life of ruin was so noble of you. And of course I know you did it for Elizabeth, but it was the right thing to do. I love that you did it with no questions asked, and you didn't blast it to the world. Also, your love for your sister, Georgiana, is so endearing. I have a close relationship with both my brothers, and I know how special the relationship can be. Thank you for being such a caring, protective, and supportive big brother. Oh, Mr. Darcy, you started out as such a jerk, which you really were. The way you asked Elizabeth to marry you at first was absolutely ridiculous and so condescending. I understand that you expected her to say yes because you have had women basically throwing themselves at you because, dang, look at your crib, Pemberley. But really, you could have been a little friendlier, and we all know that. Elizabeth put you in your place, which was good, of course. Her whole opinion of you was twisted, but I'm so glad that you sorted it out. You both learned your lessons and grew from it, which makes your love that much stronger. Might I have a tour of Pemberley? I bet your library is absolutely exquisite. I've had dreams of having a Jane Austen theme park and having a Mr. Darcy Lake show where I hire an actor to jump into the lake and come in, out in a white shirt. Much like you do in the motion picture. Women go mad for it. I know you think it's ridiculous, but we can't get enough of it. Until next time, Mr. Darcy, and there will be many more next times. Claudia.
Dear Darcy, dear Darcy Pooh, dear Darcy Walsy, dearest, most beloved, handsome of all the men ever to walk the earth, Darcy. Have I shown enough devotion to you in order to pacify all of the Jane Austen nuts? I hope so. Well, sir, as much as I love fawning all over you, and as much as I do genuinely enjoy your story, I have to be honest and say that I think I would probably not fall in love with you if I met your real-life version. But since I have the benefit of observing the story of Pride and Prejudice without having to actually participate in the story, I am able to see your character develop and grow and deepen and play out in front of me to the perfection that Jane Austen intended it to be. All right, now that I've established that we wouldn't actually date in real life, I feel that I am now at liberty to fangirl out a little bit and tell you how much I ardently admire and love you. Seriously, I adore the way that we as the audience slowly begin to see who you truly are and understand your motives and your intentions behind your actions. You are a bit confusing at first, but once understood, you are wonderful. And I believe that's why you're so popular. Because people enjoy genuine people. Obviously, intentions behind our actions don't always count in our favor, which was your downfall, but understanding you better definitely makes it easier to fall in love with you. Well, my dear Fitzwilliam, I cannot end this letter without saying thank you for being a true gentleman, for standing up for what you really think, and for taking such good care of your sister and those that you care for. And, of course, I must thank you for being as fastidious as you are for a kingdom. I will remain yours respectfully and constant admiring you. B.
listeners, thank you for joining us for this week's collection of letters. Make haste to your mobile devices and subscribe to our podcast, Tea with Claudia and Bea. Our delightful new episode will appear on Friday at noon Eastern Time. Until next time.